Probably her legendary daddy issues rearing their insecure heads. Daisy liked men who made her feel safe. It had been too long since she'd known one. Time to try another angle, Daisy thought. Do you mind if I just sit here with you? Daisy leaned a little closer, working the cleavage a bit, and whispered, There's this guy. Is he bothering you? Sweet. He didn't say it all macho poser, like so many of the D-bags she had met along the way. Dale Miller said it calmly, matter-of-factly, chivalrously even, like a man who wanted to protect her. No, not really. He started looking around the bar. Which one is he? Daisy put a hand on his arm. It's not a big deal, really. I feel safe here with you, okay? Miller met her eyes again. The bulbous nose didn't go with the face, but you almost didn't notice it with those piercing blue eyes. Of course, he said, but in a cautious voice. Can I buy you a drink? That was pretty much all the opening Daisy needed. She was good with conversation, and men, married, single, getting divorced, whatever, never minded opening up to her. It took Dale Miller a little more time than usual, drink four if her count was correct, but eventually he got to the impending divorce from Clara, his, yep, second wife, who was 18 years his junior. Should've known, right? I'm such a fool. A drink later, he told her about the two kids, Ryan and Simone, the custody battle, his job in finance. She had to open up, too. That was how this worked. Prime the pump. She had a story at the ready for just such occasions. A completely fictional one, of course, but something about the way Miller carried himself made her add shades of candor. Still, she would never tell him the truth. No one knew that, except Rex. And even Rex didn't know it all. He drank whiskey. She drank vodka. She tried to imbibe at a slower pace. Twice, she took her full glass to the bathroom, dumped it into the sink, filled it with water. Still, Daisy was feeling a little buzzed when the text came in from Rex. R? R for ready. Everything okay? Miller asked her. Sure, just a friend. She texted back a Y for yes, and turned back to him. This was the part where she would normally suggest that they go someplace quieter. Most men jumped at the chance. Men were nothing if not predictable on that score. But she wasn't sure that direct route would work with Dale Miller. It wasn't that he didn't seem interested. He just seemed to be somehow, she wasn't sure how to put it, above it. Can I ask you something? She began. Miller smiled. You've been asking me things all night. There was a slight slur in his voice. Good. Do you have a car? She asked. I do. Why? She glanced about the bar. Could I, ask you for a ride home? I don't live far.
Sure, no problem.
Then,
I may need a little time to sober up.
Daisy hopped off the stool. Oh, that's okay. I'll walk then.
Miller sat upright. Wait, what?
I kind of need to get home now, but if you can't drive.
No, he said, managing to stand. I'll take you now. If it's trouble. No trouble, Daisy.
Bingo. As they started for the door, Daisy quickly texted Rex. OOW. Code for on our way. Some might call it a con or a swindle, but Rex insisted that it was righteous money. Daisy wasn't sure about righteous, but she didn't feel a lot of guilt about it either. The plan was simple in execution, if not motive. A man and a woman are getting divorced. The custody battle turns nasty. Both sides get desperate. The wife, technically speaking, the husband could use their services too, though so far it had always been the wife, hired Rex to help her win this bloodiest of battles. How did he do it? Nail the husband on a DUI. What better way to show the man is an unfit parent? So that was how it worked. Daisy's job was twofold. Make sure the mark was legally drunk, and then get him behind the wheel. Rex, who was a cop, pulled them over and arrested the mark for driving under the influence, and boom, their client gets a big boost in the court proceedings. Right then, Rex was waiting in a squad car two blocks away. He always found an abandoned spot very close to whatever bar the mark would be driving.